Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Conrad with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a recent study undertaken with the Brisbane Times and Guide Dogs Queensland revealed the tribulation people may face during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. The task was to travel from Brisbane Airport to the site of the proposed Olympic Arena at Victoria Park, utilizing Brisbane's trains, buses, and walking. A few issues were pointed out. Lack of assistance from staff, the absence of tactile paving in areas where it was necessary, dark and dimly lit stations and buses for the visually impaired, and access points such as stairs or escalators that did not have accessible alternatives. Premier David Crisafulli said, quote, "Hosting the Paralympic Games was a massive opportunity to create venues and public spaces that were accessible for all people, young or old, able-bodied, disabled." Guide Dogs Queensland has pledged to repeat the Airport to Arena Challenge every year, to track accessibility progress on the route in the lead-up to 2032.
It has been half a century since the first of the 151 miners in Mount Isa were killed on the job, and the families and friends of these individuals are still fighting for a memorial to honour them. The idea was first raised in the 1970s, however the mining company has changed owners several times since then, and not a single government has committed to the funding of a permanent memorial. Former Mount Isa resident Steve Trevor, who lost his brother in one of the incidents, had a proposed outline stating, quote, "We have costed plans, designs, and a location. The project remains shovel-ready. The community is continuing their plea for the government for assistance, for funding assistance in order to preserve the memory of their loved ones."
In national news, due to migration cuts in the recent budget, Australia is expected to fall further into debt. Currently, the debt rate is 33% of our economic output, expected to rise for 4 years before settling at 28% by 2036. If Australia increased the intake of migrants to $80,000 over the current number in the budget, the country's debt would fall to 24%. The reduction in immigration creates an opposite effect, however, with a drop of 40,000 people in the next budget able to raise the national debt by 30% within the next decade, closing out at 37% throughout those years. Australia's budget office has explained the debt issues arise from higher tax receipts as well as company and superannuation fund taxes. Higher amounts of overseas migration come with associated costs like housing, health, and education demands, but the financial contributions migrants make to the economy seem to outweigh the costs requiring to support them.
A truck driver from Victoria was fired after accidentally melting $70,000 worth of ice cream. Despite attempts to regain his job under unfair dismissal, the Fair Work Commission ruled that the man working for ERH Refrigerator Transport was not unfairly dismissed as he made an error that cost the company more than $100,000. The umpire of the Fair Work Commission did deem the dismissal due to a one-off mistake and admitted the company did not offer their employee procedural fairness.
In international news, U.S. Mexican food chain Chipotle is set to expand into Mexico, with the first restaurant opening this Thursday. Social media users have been quick to express their excitement and their concern, with one user on Instagram proposing, quote, "Let's support what's local. The earnings of Chipotle will go to the USA. They won't stay in Mexico. On the other hand, if you buy from a local neighborhood, the money goes towards local taxes and generates further economic impact for a circular economy." Many have predicted this move to be a bad one. However, Chipotle's management has said that they are confident the chain will find a market south of the border.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate range.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you'll find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.